Today we have arrived at the fourth Sunday of Advent. Soon Christmas Eve shall be upon us. And we're not that much different than the children we know. We too are excited. Excited about the gifts we have carefully selected to give to our friends and families. And excited as we wonder what gifts lie underneath carefully wrapped paper boxes that have our names on them too. As I pondered today's readings, my thoughts went back to something that happened a long time ago. Something that I had not thought about for many years. Back to the time that I was in grade 12. One of the girls in my year found herself to be pregnant by her boyfriend. She had finished her year at school, and when the baby was born, she and the father gave the baby out for adoption to a family who had not been able to have children themselves and who wanted and to love and nurture this baby. This girl didn't just go to my high school, but she and her family also went to the same church that I did. I would like to be able to say that the people of the church surrounded the girl and her family and supported them at this time, but unfortunately, the people who should have been supporting the girl and her family chose instead to judge them instead of loving them. Imagine how it must have been for Mary when she discovered she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine her confusion, knowing that she'd never had sexual relations with anyone, yet she was pregnant? And her fiancé, Joseph, hurting, confused, yet an honorable man and not wanting to disgrace his fiancée. So he decided to send her to visit someone in another town to keep her safe and to prevent her from being disgraced by the wagging tongues of the town's gossip. And Joseph intended to divorce Mary in secret. He didn't go around and ruin her reputation by telling everyone about his story of woe, about how Mary had done such a horrible thing to him, how she must have had sexual relations with someone, and whom, I don't know. But even in the pain that Joseph must have felt, he cared enough to make sure that Mary would not be put in a place which would put her in a bad light. What a godly man Joseph was. But God told Joseph that Mary had not been unfaithful. Mary was pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it couldn't have happened at a worse time. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem in order to be counted for the census? I remember how uncomfortable I was at the end of my pregnancies, trying to fit my growing baby bump behind the wheel of our car and reach the pedals on the floor at the same time. I can't imagine how uncomfortable it must have been for a very pregnant Mary to travel all that way while she's sitting on a donkey, just so that Caesar could take a census and calculate how much money each person would bring into the coffers. And for this humble woman, she has a message for the world. For Mary speaks words of revolution, words that will turn the world upside down. She is a woman, a person who is of no value in the world of that day. And yet she brings words that turn the world upside down even now. Mary sings, "My song, my spirit proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked down with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to send to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary sings of God who enters our world not as a mighty king, but born as a baby, one who will turn our world upside down. Or perhaps we should think of it differently. She turns the world that we think is right side up, upside down, replacing it with a world that is truly right side up, according to the way God thinks. It flies in against all possible conventions of that day, or for that matter, even the conventions of our day. But Mary sings of hope, where the poor will be lifted up and those who oppress them will be scattered. A time when everyone will recognize that they are solely dependent on God. And those who are self-sufficient will be scattered. Listen to the song that Mary sings. God has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Mary sings for us, for ordinary people like me and you. You know, ordinary people who don't always have it together. People who need hope that can only come from outside ourselves. We're a lot like the people we meet in the Bible, fallible, sinful. Yet we are also like Mary and the shepherds and wise men. But we're also like David, who committed adultery, Jacob, who ripped off his brother, Matthew, who helped himself to money that belonged to the government, and Paul, the Apostle Paul, who murdered a man. Gossips, thieves, hoarders, cranky people, people like you and me, who God uses to bring Jesus to the world. We are just more people through whom God works to change the world. This Christmas, may God work in each of us to bring God's kingdom to earth. Amen.